You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. Back to the here and now, yeah. Show me how, decide what you want from me. Tell me maybe
morning, Sam Harmony. How are you?
Morena, I'm good. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right. It's nice to have you in here.
Traffic was crazy.
I'm blaming the students.
I blame the mayor.
Wayne Brown.
Yeah.
No, we love the students.
Yeah, we love the students. It's crazy out there. It's student-y, very student-y.
I kind of forgot that we haven't had a normal, like, return to campus in nearly 3 years.
Wow.
And then I tried to get a coffee on Monday and it took me, like, nearly half an hour. And I was like, whoa. Love to see it. We're talking very cool things happening this month, in fact.
Oh, yeah, I know. Now, pinching a punch. It's March. Oh, my God, this year's already racing by.
It absolutely is. RIP to the summer, but you're really eking it out for us with Beacon Fest. What, when, where, and how? It's returning.
Yeah,
What's it all about?
It's our third time doing it. We took a little break last year because. And we're back bigger than ever. We've got a two-day festival this year, so it's happening on the 18th and 19th of March down on Queen's Wharf. So it's a real inner city. Basically, if you haven't been before, I advise you to come down because I think it's one of the most beautiful parts of our whole city down on the waterfront there. So we take over the entire wharf. It's three stages. So there's the wharf stage, which sits kind
of where that could be.
Opposite Michael Patekowfai's wonderful sculpture down at the end of Queen's Wharf. And we turn Shed 10 into a rave cave, and then we've got a nice little fun vibe on the end called the Lookout. So yeah, three stages, 2 days, lots and lots of different music, actually. Like you just heard Back to Life by Soul to Soul and Jazzy B, the man. I guess he's him and others behind Soul to Soul. He's coming over, which I'm very, very excited about. And many, many more. So there's 30 artists in total.
Far out. That is quite the ambitious lineup.
I know, it's kind of wild.
Every time, so when I went to Catacombs, you had the posters for Beacon Fest, like your first release on the wall, and it felt like getting a special little nugget of secret information.
It was very secret, yeah.
It was very cool to see. You have managed to stack this with incredible artists from all over the world, but also from Aotearoa as well. The local lineup is looking extremely spicy.
I mean, that is kind of our buzz. We do want to introduce interesting international music, but what we're really pumped about is also being a showcase for all the wonderful talent that is in New Zealand. I mean, there is so many great artists now, like honestly, and we're doing a lot of different like crazy ones, like Aotearangi, who's a young up-and-comer, is going back to back with Babyface Killah, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, so good.
I saw them post on Instagram they're going to have a clang off, which I love.
Yes.
Honestly, so I can't even think off the top of my head.
Flo Wilson's set is one that I'm excited for.
That one's going to be very, very sick.
How would you describe Flo's sound?
I would say audio foundation would be what I'd describe it as, which means it could, like, it's electronic, but it also has elements of, like, free jazz and ambient and, you know.
Live vocal performance as well, I think.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be
vocal.
Pretty special, yeah.
Michael Logie's basically not debut performance, but incredible synth project that he's doing. We've got BFM's own Psychic Glands doing a very gentle entry into the day on Sunday.
Nice.
I mean, honestly, it's going to be wild, but so many internationals as
well. Give us a hoon on, we're going to play some songs. Okay. What have you got lined up for us here, Sam?
So this one here is a young man out of Oakland called Space Ghost. He's been doing this thing for about 6 or 7 years now. He basically makes house music in the kind of Larry Heard Fingers Inc. style. But last year he released an EP on People's Potential Unlimited, which is a wonderful boogie label out of Washington, D.C. And this one is called Heaven Sent, and it features Teddy Bryant.
lush.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful record. I really recommend checking him out. He's an incredibly talented young man.
We're Space excited Ghost. To have
him. Space Ghost, yeah.
Space Ghost. That's a good name too.
It's one of my picks.
One of Sam's picks for the festival. Yeah. What's another pick of yours, Sam?
Well, I'll play you one. This next one, it's just come on by mistake. Whoops, put that on pause. Good DJ. This next one is by Helena Hoff, who is an incredible DJ. She's one of the biggest DJs in the world. But it's interesting because she plays on lineups with a lot of, I don't want to say boring, but boring DJs.
I don't want to say it, but I am.
Who play kind of big room techno, and she will come in and she'll play an absolutely wild mix of...
this is from my end. I see your face looking freaked, but
I was freaking out, yeah.
I'm doing the sound here, don't worry.
Good, nice one. Yeah, she'll play electro, and she'll play kind of like Cabaret Voltaire-ish EBM.
Sick.
On like huge festivals. She's an absolute monster DJ, and we've been trying to get her to play literally since we started Freeling Potential 8 years ago. So
big scoop for you guys.
It's like our Moby Dick.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
I saw, as I was saying at Catacombs, I saw a friend across the room, and she just yelled, "Helena Hoff!" And that was the vibe, I think. People were very excited to see this coming.
She's incredibly cool, and she's a very unique artist. There's not too many artists who kind of, like, for example, when we settled the deal, she needed to know, like, who the sponsors were, and like, that's unique. Like, not many people are asking questions like that, but she has a very she wants to make sure that every aspect of a show aligns with their values, which I think
that's
is
awesome.
Really interesting.
Yeah,
and like I said, in that world in particular, is very unique.
Yeah, totally. Shall we have a listen to a track? Yeah, what have you got for us?
This is called Touching Plastic. It's a brand new single which Fabric has released. They're releasing a brand new EP which is absolutely banging, so this one's a little pick me up. We'll be right back.
The people love it, Sam. The people love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's as you can hear the influences in there. Like, it's you know, that's brand new, and it kind of sounds like indebted to a little bit of that classic electro from the past, which I love.
We had a text from someone saying, sounds like something from a Red Planet 12-inch from 96.
Wow, yeah, someone knows.
I hope you're getting yourself some tickets to Beacon Fest so you can see this live. We are talking Beacon Fest with Sam Harmony from Friendly Potential. Helena Hove is who we're listening to. She's going to be playing. Who else is going to be there, Sam?
All right, I'm going to do a rundown of the entire artist list because I don't want to miss anybody out. So we have AJ Honeysuckle, Atarangi, Orbi, Awa, Babyface Killer, Ben UFO, Benny Salvador, Borrowed CS, who's going to be playing live, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, nice.
Cool Super, Carlotta, Claire Morgan, DJ Assault, DJ EZ, Ebb, Eclair Fifi, Eddie Chacon, and John Carroll Kirby live, which I'm also very excited about. Eden Burns, Flo Wilson live. I mean, I'm excited about all of these.
Everything's
just
exciting.
Just want to make that clear. Flo Wilson live, Galalifi, Helena Hoff, Hurricane Emily, Jazzy B, Keepsakes, Katama, Kim Ann Foxman, Lil Mofo, Luna, Michael Logie, Mokta Moopy, Psychic Lands, Ruby Savage, Sequentia. Oh my god, it's cut off. I can't see the bottom.
Scarlet, Shy One.
Yep. You go, take it.
Sochi Turada, Space Ghost, and DJ Tuafale is what I've got here.
Yep, you got it.
Seek. Teamwork.
I'm going to actually play a Soichi Torada song now, I think.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in, Sam. If people want to go to Beacon Fest, when is it? And where do they go to get tickets?
18th and 19th of March. Tickets are available on MoshTix, but you can just go to the website beaconfestival.co.nz. That's probably the best way to do it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And we'll see you down there on Queen's Wharf. It's going to be a wild... You don't have to come to both days, by the way. You can choose to come on Saturday or Sunday because I know people have lives and plans and kids and things.
So you can pick and choose what you need to see. And I think you've put the lineup out now, eh, for those days.
We've put what days each artist are playing on. We'll put the timetable up the week of the show.
Cool. Sounds great. Thank you, Sam. Thanks to Friendly Potential.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's have some Sochi Tirada.
This is called Saturday Love Sunday.
Sochi Terada, who is going to be playing at Beacon Fest. Grab your tickets for 1 or 2 days. It's going to be a mean time. You'll feel very FOMO if you don't go, so just treat yourself. Extend the summer. Live the summer that we should have been able to have this year. Thank you, Sam Harmony, for popping in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.